What you're about to see is a beautiful documentary about Kalaupapa, but not just an informative one. It'll be an artful one, but also one that's very poignant with a message to it. And as you watch this as a premier showing of the power of compassion, you'll see one of my heroes. Under God in Hawaii, we did the first installment with Queen Liukuleni, Faith, Forgiveness, and Freedom. And this one's called The Power of Compassion. And we're going to do another one on Titus Cohen, and then another one on Bernice Pauahi Bishop. And all about God in Hawaii, because the people of Hawaii need to know the hand of God has been with us for many, many years, developing the culture and the history of Hawaii, and how God came to help the people of Hawaii, and he's still doing that today. So welcome to a premiere showing of The Power of Compassion. Aloha, I'm Wayne Cadero, and welcome to God in Hawaii. We're going to take a walk through time where thousands of lives will collide with one man's commitment. It's a story of tragedy, but it's also a story of great beauty. Come as we discover together the power of compassion. This is the modern-day community of Kalaupapa on the island of Molokai. Population, 90. But without a doubt, this is one of the friendliest places on earth. A tight-knit community where people still smile and wave as you pass them on the street. Surrounded on three sides by the Pacific Ocean, and cut off from the rest of Molokai by 1,600-foot sea cliffs, the nearly flat 10-square-mile Makanalua Peninsula is a place of stunning beauty. As one writer notes, it's blessed by nature's grandeur, yet cursed by humanity's ignorance and fear. In 1865, 25 years after the arrival of the disease in Hawaii, with a heavy heart, King Kamehameha V, along with Hawaii's legislature, passed the Act to Prevent the Spread of Leprosy. This act stated that those stricken with the dreaded disease were to be rounded up and sent to colonies such as Kalaupapa and Kalawao, which lies here at the east end of the Makanalua Peninsula. In addition to their confinement, the authorities of the time expected these patients, weakened and crippled, to fend for themselves, providing little food and a few flimsy grass huts. Most of the new inhabitants perished from hunger and exposure to the wet climate. Here we are in a place called the Longhouse. Imagine with me a heavy wire fencing that went from the ceiling all the way to the floor, all the way down the middle of this building, separating families one from another. Husbands from their wives, children from their parents, a king from his beloved subjects. This became their prison. And the Hawaiians simply could not comprehend that this disease justified people being separated from their families and their community. Just as those who were stricken with leprosy were divided from their loved ones, Kalaupapa is divided from the rest of Molokai by a steep ridge. Still today, the only land access is by mule, a 2-mile trail full of switchbacks, 26 to be exact, and a steep incline. From 1866 to 1969, over 8,000 people were sent here to Kalaupapa. About the same time of this dreaded outbreak of this disease in Hawaii, the Catholic Order, the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, sent missionaries to the Pacific Islands. Prior to the spread of the leprosy epidemic, the Diocese of Honolulu had built a small church here in Kalawao to minister to its local members on Molokai. Once Kalaupapa was appropriated for the new leper colony, church membership dwindled, and the newly built chapel in the damp climate fell into disrepair. Though more than one denomination sent workers to the colony to help, there was no organization of aid efforts, no voice or direct attempts or to challenge the insufficient supply shipments or the inadequate 80-bed hospital. Bishop Louis Migrant of the Diocese of Honolulu realized that the patients needed a spiritual leader. When he received a petition of more than 200 signatures requesting that a priest remain permanently with the chapel built on Kalawao, he was moved to action. But the bishop was realistic and sympathetic towards the priests under his charge, and he was fully aware that this assignment could be fatal. So as a precautionary measure, he asked that the office be of short duration, a 3-month rotation, not wanting to send any one person, in his words, in the name of obedience, on a long-term assignment. To his relief, God was working. 4 priests volunteered. The first chosen was Joseph de Wooster. From a devout Belgian family, Joseph followed his older brother Augusta into the priesthood. Joseph, or Brother Damien as he would eventually be known, began his journey in 1860. And in 1864, he was ordained a priest in Honolulu, known as Father Damien.
Don't forget, you are not to touch any patient and eat nothing that you haven't prepared yourself.
Are you ready, Father?
God go with you, my son. I'll have you back in Honolulu within a month. I promise. Now remember, don't touch anyone.
On May 10, 1873, Father Damien arrived in Kalaupapa aboard the steamer Kilauea, where he met the 816 lepers living in the settlement. Within the first 2 days, he decided he was going to stay permanently. He quickly wrote to his supporters in Honolulu, requesting to remain on Molokai, to live, to minister, and to restore hope to a hopeless people. Damien's first order of business? To reestablish the parish by restoring the chapel built years earlier at Kalawao, St. Philomena. He quickly realized the physical chapel was a metaphor for the patients who had lost hope in the hostile environment of the peninsula. The patients were quickly deteriorating, just as was the chapel in the climate of isolation and neglect. Father Damien organized the ragtag group by building wooden homes in place of their grass huts and instilling a sense of order by teaching them to care for themselves and for one another. Here we are in the St. Philomena Chapel here in Kalawao. Now, Father Damien was a skilled carpenter, and he actually did much of the rebuilding of this church with his very own hands. Raised on his family's Flemish farm, Damien was used to rigorous and challenging physical labor, but there was no preparation for both the physical and the emotional condition of the patients. Their bodies were in ruins, and there was constant coughing and an unbearable sadness that came from the impending death and the despair of knowing that they would never return home. There seemed to be no way of alleviating the sense of hopelessness at Kalaupapa. But with what seems to us today as superhuman determination, Damien, led by his seemingly boundless faith and enthusiasm, inch by inch and person by person, moved both himself and his growing congregation forward into the building of a life complete with joy and a renewed hope, as together they discovered the power of compassion.
Kalaupapa, a place of sadness, hopelessness, and death. God brought hope to this place in the form of a man. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Abandoned on this barren land of great Molokai, disease and hopelessness filled my body and soul. No water, no home, no life, no love. I was left here to die. I was left here to die. I was left here to die. A miracle from God arrived. No longer would I live ashamed and worthless. He loved me, held me, showed compassion to me with the heart of Jesus. Blessed be this man sent by God. A miracle from God arrived. No longer would I live ashamed and worthless. He loved me, held me, showed compassion to me with the heart of Jesus. Blessed be this man sent by God. Kalaupapa, a place of sadness, hopelessness, and death. God brought hope to this place in the form of a man. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Long live the story of Kalaupapa.
Here at the Kalaupapa baseball field, Damien's ministry was summed up by the restoration of each patient's sense of dignity. He helped every person create as much as possible a return to a life of normalcy. Father Damien taught the patients to farm, raising animals and crops, giving them the ability to feed themselves, restoring dignity as men, and providing for their families and their community. He encouraged them to return to playing music and singing and other activities so vital to the fabric of a culture. The community must have loved watching the colony's musicians marching on this very parade ground, playing the favorite tunes of the day and of their beloved Hawaiian islands. Or the boys' baseball leagues that gave the youth something to look forward to, competing for bragging rights for the upcoming year. Anecdotes tell us of the foot races held here on this very field, though many of the participants had no feet. Or the two organists who had to play at the same time in order to have 10 fingers between the two of them. Yet his most daunting feat was in dispelling the deception passing through the colony as well as around the world regarding the reason for the disease. It was whispered that God had cursed those suffering with leprosy, attempting to wipe unworthy sinners away with the disease. But Damien spent endless energy showing his flock that God loved them. And in time, with determination, selfless love, and courage, the small community began to believe him and also in the Christian God of love he had dedicated his life to serve.
At the end of the Pali, there's a land so few ever know. It's the end of the rainbow, my Kalaupapa. There the angels will guide you through their mountains, valleys, and sea. It's a heaven on earth, my Kalaupapa.
One writer sums up Damien's ministry best by stating eloquently yet simply, Damien embraced the leper, but not the leprosy. In time, Father Damien would become the very person he labored to give hope to.
Remember us. return to us.
On April 15, 1889, Damien died, surrounded by the community that he helped bring together. Now, which had become his family in body, soul, and destiny.
Remember us,
remember us.
Return to us,
return to us.
The family that he had labored among for 16 years buried him at the site he chose, under a pandanus tree, the same tree that he slept under when he first arrived at Kalaupapa until his home was built. It was also the very place where he read the bishop's response to his request to remain at Kalaupapa. And he said, "You may stay as long as your devotion dictates."
My Kalaupapa, O mei kapuva.
I wonder, what was it that compelled Father Damien to invest the rest of his life in the castaway people of Kalaupapa? What was it that caused him to devote himself entirely to a people who already saw themselves as dead? What was it that gave him perseverance when he was slandered, when there were no resources, when even his own peers questioned his motives? It was the power of compassion. The people won his heart and he won theirs. But the power of compassion wasn't anything new to Father Damien. You see, he simply followed in the footsteps of the one who went before him. In the Bible, we find these words, and it's out of the book of Mark. It says this: a leper came to Jesus, beseeching him and falling on his knees before him and saying, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." And moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Now, Jesus didn't just say he loved them. It says he touched them. You see, Father Damien knew that. He knew that the beginning of healing began with a touch. Let me ask you a question. Ever feel like a leper sometimes? I don't mean that you have no feelings in your arms or feet, but that you have no longer any feelings left for your marriage. Maybe no feelings left for reviving a faith that was once alive with hope. I want you to know today that I am praying for you. That today, let Jesus, through this special, touch your heart. Touch your flagging faith, your marriage,
And when you let him touch you, it will be the beginning of your healing. Sometimes I know that Jesus is speaking to me, but I refuse to let his words touch my heart or move my soul. We all can be stoic and stiff sometimes, and maybe it's pride, maybe it's fear, but for whatever reason, we refuse his touch. Can I encourage you today? Change that. Let what he says affect you deeply. Because when you let him touch your heart, your life, your marriage, that will be the beginning of healing. Jesus is still being moved with compassion when he sees the plight of his people yet today. And so, like the precious people of Kalaupapa, Jesus reached out through a Father Damien. And today, Jesus is reaching out through a television special to you. You see, God is still moving in people's hearts, touching hurting families and lives. And if we can help you, please get in touch with us or with a church nearby. They'll usher you closer to Jesus because in him you will find the power of compassion.